Here's an Ethel in Brisbane. Hello, Ethel.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hi. Ethel. So, clivias.
Yes, I've been given some clivias. They're very sick. They've been left out to grow in the sun, and the leaves are very brown on the top. I put them in pots in a shade house.
Right.
But I noticed that the smaller leaves right at the base appear to be almost rotting.
Oh, dear.
And I'm just wondering what I can do to save them.
Sure, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, those leaves that were burnt are going to eventually all fade away and they'll need to be replaced by some nice, fresh, new growth. And as you say, you keep them in the shade because that's what clivias like. They hate being in the sun, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, but if they're rotting as well, then that tends to sound as if they might be a bit too wet. So, again, I think you need to you've put them in the shade, but, of course, they need a lot less water when they're in the shade.
Yes.
So they need really good drainage. So did you put them into a good quality potting mix?
Yes, a bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just make sure that when you water them, the water goes away. And then I want you – remember I was talking about Colin Campbell before, and Colin Campbell used to say that you've got this wonderful thing on the end of your hand and it's, you know, it's a water-testing device.
Oh, it, yes.
That'd be your finger, wasn't it?
It's called a finger.
Yes, right.
And you stick that finger into that soil or into that potting mix, and when it feels dry, that's when it's time to water again. If it still feels moist, then you leave your you just take your finger back and you put your hand in your pocket and you walk away and you say, no, I'm not going to water today. And I think if you do that, hopefully.
And should I feed them with anything?
I wouldn't be doing anything at this stage. You know, they're pretty tough things. I'd wait till you see some healthy new growth, and then when you see some healthy new growth, then you can start feeding them with a liquid fertilizer or with some slow-release pellets. Slow-release pellets are easier because you've only got to do it once every 6 months. But at this stage, I think, you know, just let them dry out and wait till you see some new growth. Watch for the snails, though, because snails and slugs will get stuck into them if they get a whiff of them, and there are some grubs as well. So keep an eye on them for things like that. But apart from that, I think just let them get a little bit drier and have time to recover, and they should be good as gold.
Okay.
All right,
Ethel.
To hear from you, Ethel. You're potted.
Okay. Here's Joy. Hello, Joy.
Hello.
Hi, Joy. You're going to give some joy to us today? Or yeah? No, it's about your husband's ashes. No, not really a good subject at all, is it?
So,
no.
I was wanting a good indoor plant that I can put my husband's ashes around.
Oh.
Around the base.
Right.
Do you recommend one, do you?
Okay.
Look, I think that one of the nicest indoor plants is the spathiphyllum or the Madonna lily. And that one's got a nice name that will be a really good one because, you know, Madonna lily, it goes well with something that's gentle. Some people also call it a peace lily.
Right.
Yeah, and look, that is just fantastic because it will grow there nicely inside in good light or even, you know, if you're in a frost-free area, you can often even have it outside too. And absolutely, you know, that would be a lovely thing for your for such a you know, you want it as a memento.
Yes.
So I think a peace lily, spathiphyllum is the way
nice
to go.
Nice idea.
And do I put it in a large pot or a smaller pot?
Well, when you buy it, you'll see that you can actually get a very big one. If you've got plenty of room, you can get quite a big one called Sensation.
Sensation,
the leaves are probably about 2 feet tall.
Right.
Now,
not too tall.
No, the ordinary ones are about half that size.
I have high ceilings.
All right. In that case, I would suggest that you get that Sensation.
Mm.
And depending on how big it is in the pot, if the pot that you buy it in is pretty full of the plant, because it will clump up and get thicker, then you could put it into a bigger pot, one size bigger a pot. But if it's got a bit of room to grow, then I wouldn't worry about it. I'd leave it in that same size pot.
And what fertiliser should I put on it, Judy?
Because it's indoors, again, I'd say, you know, a slow-release fertiliser, just the pellets that you sprinkle around, or if you want to use a liquid, you could use something like some fish emulsion or anything that says it's good for indoor plants, but probably only at about half the normal strength. The pellets, the slow-release pellets are the easiest because, as I said, you only have to do them once every 6 months.
Right, and how often do I water it?
Oh, that's going to be a hard one. It's back to what I was saying about putting your finger in and feeling when it's dry
and then
watering when it's dry, because it'll depend on how hot it is, where it is, whether you've got air conditioning, et cetera. So you really need to just judge. Just make sure that when you've got somewhere for the water to go when you water, maybe if you've got a saucer underneath, I'd suggest putting some pebbles in the saucer and then sitting the pot on the top of those pebbles so that the water's got somewhere to go to in case it does have to drain away somewhere.
All right.
Okay. All the best, Joy. It's a lovely idea.
It's a lovely idea, Joy. Yeah. It really is. Have hubby inside with you.
That's really nice.
Okay. Good luck with it, hey.
Okay. Thanks,
All right, Joy.
Bye.
Okay, darling. Oh, goodness. Hello, Colin.
Good day. How are you?
Good,
oh,
mate.
Colin, nice to hear from you.
I'm a rock bean man.
Hey, I know. Yes, Colin's...
They're looking wonderful. They're growing like leaps and bounds.
Oh, well, beautiful. You know, today we're talking to Queensland, of course, and that's where they come from, those beans. Yes.
What I rang you besides those is I have a bonsai fig, Orton Bay fig.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty. It's about 25 year old.
Right.
And it's in a big, reasonable size pot. But the leaves have got very big, and I want to know, can I, any way to reduce them if I cut them off or,
Yeah, I doubt it really, Colin. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Moreton Bay isn't often suggested as a bonsai subject, because it is hard. I mean, you could try doing a little bit of root pruning and prune it back and see if the new leaves grow a bit smaller. But unfortunately, the nature of the Moreton Bay fig, and isn't that funny, because the black bean's the Moreton Bay chestnut, and, of course, now we're talking about the Moreton Bay fig.
Yeah.
It does have fairly large leaves, unfortunately, so you're only going to have minimal effect. So I think I'd just learn to love it with the way it is. If you had it for that long, you've got used to
25 years.
Yeah, you've got used to the look of it anyway. So go with it as it is. And if you want to try bonsaiing something else, then pick something else with smaller leaves.
All right,
Colin.
Okay,
good luck, mate.
Nice to always hear from you, Colin.
Thank you.
Now, going to have to take a break. We've got our Gardener of the Week, Dennis Crawford, coming up. Lynn and Michael and Les up in Brisbane, Maureen in Brisbane as well, and a Bill in Brisbane. So hang with us. We'll try to get as many of you as we can, but she's a very, very popular woman, is Judy Horton, as we take a little break.